Mesechta Svachim, Daf Mem Hei, 5 lines from the top of Daf Mem Hei Amun Aleph at the new Mishnah. And as we know, that if someone eats pigal or eats nesa, or if someone is tummy and eats kachim, then if they did so b'mezid, they'd be chayiv kares, and if they did so b'shegi, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon. The chayiv carbon for eating pigal or nesa would be a regular chatos. And if someone eats kachim while he is tummy b'shegi, then based on the psukim and pashas v'ayikra, b'negei tumas mikdash v'kadoshav, he'd be chayiv to bring a carbon oil v'yared. Similarly, we know that if someone is tar and ate kachim that is tameh, then although he would not be chayiv kares, but he would be oivah and alav. And let's keep in mind that based on the pasuk and pashas emor that states, "Dabel Aaron vel bonav vel kol bnei Yisrael v'mata aleihem ish ish mi beis Yisrael min ager bi Yisrael asher yakriv kabonei luchol nedreim luchol nedvoisam asher kriv l'Hashem lo'ila." Since the pasuk uses the term ish ish, we are marba that even a goy can bring a carbon either a neder or a nedava, and his machlekes tanoim if a goy could only bring a carbon oila, or if a goy could bring either a carbon oila or a carbon shlamim, as long as they're brought as a neder and a dava. Now our Mishnah will bring a machlekes as to the status and the dinim that are relevant to a carbon that was being brought by a goy to the base of Mikdash. And the Mishnah begins by bringing down the sheet of Rav Shimon and some agurus Rav Meir. And as the Mishnah teaches us, kachi aduchavim ein chayav lam shem pigal neisav etamei vashechtem mechutz pata divrei Rav Shimon and some agurus divrei Rav Meir. And as Rashi explains, kachi aduchavim uchshes nadvim legvayikam. That we're referring to a case where a guy sent a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Mishnah teaches us that although certainly we could be mekabel that carbon and we could bring it on the Mizbeach, however, not all dinim that apply to Yisrael apply to Kachi Avichavim, as even though certainly the psula pigal and Nesa and Tameh would apply, however, the Chiyav of Kares and the Chiyav of Carbon, someone that eats pigal or eats Nesa, or someone that's Tameh that eats Hegdish, or someone that's Tar that eats Hegdish that's Tameh, would not apply. And similarly, if someone shechts the carbon outside of the Azara, then they would be potter and it would not be Chayiv Kares. However, the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yisi Mechayiv, some Rishonim understand that when the Mishnah tells us Rabbi Yisi Mechayiv, that he's only being Chaylik on the words of Rabbi Shimon, B'degei HaShech D'Mechot, but we will learn, like the other Rishonim, when the Mishnah teaches us Rabbi Yisi Mechayiv, he's being Chaylik on all of the Dinim of the Tanakama, and from the Lashon of the Braisa that we will see in a moment, it would seem that this is clearly the way to understand the Shita Rabbi Yisi, and as the Braisa will state, Am Rabbi Yisi Royani Bekun Lahachmer. And our Gemara begins Tanah Rabbanon that we learned in the Braisa, and this Braisa will expand on the Dinama that we saw in our Mishnah. And the Braisa teaches us Kachay Chavim, number 1, Lay Nenim Lay Moilin, which is not a din that we saw in our Mishnah. Although Midrash Rabbanon, you can't have enough from it. However, the Issa Meila Midraisa would not pertain to Kachay Chavim. Number 2, on the Dinam that we saw in our Mishnah, that the Ein Chayavim Mishum Pigal Neisav Tameh, and number 3, Ve'ino Isin Tmura, that if a guy was Makdish a Behemah for a carbon, and then he or a Jew said Harezu Tachazu, and if this is done to a carbon shel Yisrael, we know that although it's asar, however, the Torah tells us, v'hayuhus m'rasa yirkaidesh, however, the Braisa teaches us, that if a goy, and even a Yisrael, tries to transfer Kedusha from the carbon of a goy to another animal, then it would have no effect, and the second animal not be hegdish. And as we know that when a Yisrael brings certain kabanais, then there's a requirement to bring nesachim of flour and wine, and we also know that if a Yisrael wants to be misnadev nesachim to the Beis HaMikdash, he could do so, even if it's at a time that he's not bringing another carbon. However, the Braisa teaches us that this din would not apply to a guy that a guy cannot bring the sachim as its own standalone nedava. However, but when they bring a carbon that requires a sachim, then the guy's carbon certainly requires a sachim. Divrei Rav Shimon and Ayin Gilui Nashas from Rav Kaveiga that is not guy is Divrei Rav Shimon. And the Braisa continues. Amar Beisi, the Beisi states, Royani Bekun Lahachmer. I hold that the carbon of a guy has all the dinim of a carbon of Yisrael, therefore all these dinim would apply to a carbon of a goy as well. And Rabbi Yisi explains that my makar is Shenem ben Lashem, as in the Pasuk and Pashas Emor that we mentioned in the Akdama, that we are marba that a goy could bring a carbon, so the end of the Pasuk states, L'chol nedreim l'chol nedvoisam asher kriv Lashem lo'ila. Therefore we see that when a goy brings a carbon, it's considered a standard carbon Lashem, and therefore all these dinim would apply. And as we explained when we learned our Mishnah, that clearly when the Mishnah stated Rabbi Yisi Mechayev, he means to be mechayev in all of the previous cases. And Ayin Rashi Masechtas Tmura, although Rabbi Yisi stated Reini Bekul Lachmer, however, since he's learning it from the word Lashem, so therefore it makes sense that Rabbi Yisi could be chaylik and hold that Kachay of Chavim would have a din of Me'ilah Medaraisa, and the Chiyav of Kares for Pigal Noisa and Tami would apply, and the din of Tmura would apply. However, certainly Rabbi Yisi would not be chaylik on the Tanakama, but the Geyaz din of Eimavin Nesachim, as certainly a guy would not be able to bring Nesachim Ayin Sham. And finally, the Braisa continues and goes back back to discuss the shita of Rav Shimon or Rav Meir, and the Brisa states that the only time that we stated that the chiyuv of meila would not apply by a korban of a goy is only by kachim mizbeach. But if a goy donates either money or an object to kachim bedekabayis, then certainly the issur meila would apply. Before we continue, let us point out that although this Brisa expanded on the Mishnah, however, the Brisa also left out one din of the Mishnah, as the Mishnah also stated about Sheikh the Mechutz Patar, and the Brisa doesn't mention this din, and the Shita brings a makor for this din, as just like the Gemara on Daf Kuf Dasayin and Beis will teach us that Bnei Yisrael mitzuvin al shchutei chutz v'loyev l'chavim hachinami nidrish gabi akarbin the dafka karbin shal Bnei Yisrael chayavin al shchutei chutz v'loyev l'karbin shal l'chavim, and even if Yisrael shechts a karbin of a goy outside of the Azara, he would not be chayev kareis. The Gemara will now continue to discuss the kareis for the din of Tanakama, that in regard to certain dinim, the din of kachay l'chavim is different than kachay Yisrael, and the Gemara continues that the Brisa stated le'nenim v'le'moylin, and the Gemara explains le'nenim midrabanan v'le'moylin. Although midrabanan you can't have an ah, however there is no issa me'ila midraisa. The Gemara brings a makar degam me'ila chet chet mitshuma, as based on the gzeir shava of the words chet chet that it states by me'ila and chuma. So we learn that just like a guy is not in the pasha of chuma, and if he is actually mafresh chuma, it doesn't have a shem chuma, and similarly the issa me'ila doesn't apply to the carbon of a guy, and the pasuk at the end of pashas vayikra states nefesh kisimul ma v'chata b'shkaga mikotche Hashem v'hevis Hashem el Hashem ayel tam minatzoyim v'echol kesu shkolim b'shekal ha-kodesh l'Hashem, and the pasuk used l'Hashem chet as it stated v'chata b'shkaga, and in pashas emar the Torah uses l'Hashem chet b'negei chuma as the pasuk states v'shomeris mishmati v'lo yisru lov chet mesu boi ki yichalu ani Hashem mekadesham, and as the Gemara tells us with chuma ksiv and next pasuk b'negei chuma the pasuk states v'lo yichalu es kotche b'nei Yisrael is Hashirim l'Hashem, and we learn out that chuma only pertains to Bnei Yisrael, v'loy Ebdi Kichavim. The Gemara continues to discuss the next din of the Brisa, as the Brisa taught us that Benegei Kachi Yakum Ein Chayav Aleim Shum Pigel Neisa V'Tamei, and the Gemara states my Taima that was the Makar. The Gemara explains number one the Asi Pigel of an Avim Neisa, that first of all we learned the din of Pigel from Neisa based on the Gzeir Shava, as in both Pashas the Torah states the Lashon of Avim, but also Neisa Chil Chil Mitama. We also have Gzeir Shava where we learned the din of Neisa from the din of Tuma with Tuma Ksiv, and Benegei is someone that eats kachim b'tumas haguf, or someone that eats kachim that is tamei. So the pasuk teaches us Bnei Yisrael loy oydik chavim, and the pasuk Benegei a pigel that uses the term avoyin is the standard pasuk of pigel that we find in Pashas Sav, where the pasuk states v'me ochel ya'ochel mibesaz zevach shlom v'yem yishlishi loy yiratza amakrav oisir loy yichashiv loy pigel yia v'nefesh yichelz b'menu avoyin otisa, and the pasuk uses lashon avoyin otisa, and Benegei and Neisa we find the word avoyin, and Benegei and Neisa the Torah uses the term avoyin and also uses the term chilol. The pasuk in Pashas Kedeshim Benegei and Neisa states va'ichel va'avoyinu yisa kes kedush Hashem chilol v'nichusah nefesh ahime ameha. Finally, Benegei Tuma, the pasuk in Pashas Emor states da'bel Aaron vel bona v'inozim mikotchi bnei Yisrael v'leichalu Hashem kotchi ashehim makdishim liyani Hashem, and the Torah uses lashon chilol, and the Torah also states bnei Yisrael, and we learn out bnei Yisrael v'le'ayv chavim, and keep in mind that according to this Gemara, we learned the din of pigel from the din of Neisa, and then we learned the din of Neisa from the din of Tuma. And clearly we see that even Benegei Hegdish, Dov Alam Bigzeir Shava, is Chayzum Lam Bigzeir Shava, and as Tesis pointed out on Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph, Benegei Bigzeir Shava regarding Pigel applying to all Kabanais, and the Gemara will discuss this further on Daf Nunam and Beis. The Gemara continues that the Brisa taught us, Beinois and Tmura, that Tmura would not apply to Kachayakum. Once again, the Gemara asks, My Taima, that was the Makar, and the Gemara states, the Ishkas Tmura or Maisa Behema, that we have a comparison between Tmura and Maisa Behema, as the din of Maisa Behema is mentioned Benegei Tmura, and as the pasuk in Pashas B'chukos states, Benegei Maisa Behema Le'ivakim in Teilura V'le'im Renu V'mhami Renu V'yehus Merasa Yekodesh Lo Yigael Maisa Behema Iskish LeMaisa Dagon, and we find a comparison between Maisa Behema and Maisa Dagon, as the pasuk in Pashas Re'i states, Asa Ta'asas Kol Tu Azarecha Hayetze Asad Shana Shana, and as Rashi points out for the Gemara Masechtas B'chukos that since the pasuk uses a double lashon of Asa Ta'aser, so B'shnei Maisus Hakosu Medaber Echa Maisa Behema V'Echa Maisa Dagon, and with Maisa Dagon Ksiv Bnei Yisrael V'Lo Yevdu Chavim, as the pasuk in Pashas Kerech states, Ki Es Maisa Bnei Yisrael Shirim Al Hashem Truma Nesati L'Levim Al Nachla Al Kino Mati L'Hem B'Seich Bnei Yisrael Lo Yin Chalu Nachla. The Torah specifies Maisa Bnei Yisrael, and we see that Maisa Dagon only applies to Bnei Yisrael and not to Anakum, and therefore Maisa Behema would also only apply to Bnei Yisrael and not to Anakum, and since we also have a hekesh between Maisa Behema and Tmura, so just like Maisa Behema only applies to Israel, so Tumura also only applies to Israel and not to an Akum. The Gemara now is, V'chidova lama behekesh, chayzum lama behekesh, that b'negeya hekesh, how could you say that something that was initially learned based on hekesh now teaches another din by using a hekesh? And as Rashi states, Dova lama behekesh, ma'isa behimo halama behekesh, mi ma'isa dogen, shalayhe noig b'ayb t'chavim, how could it be chayzum lama now Tumura behekesh? The Gemara answers, ma'isa dogen chulunu, that since the initial limud is for ma'isa dogen, and certainly ma'isa dogen is chulun, and is not considered hekesh at all, and therefore, as Rashi states, b'chol ter lemed in lomim min alomim chutz min hakadoshim, that this klal only pertains to kachim and doesn't pertain to chulin. However, the Gemara now is hanich lemanda amar basum alamin azlinon, that this would make sense according to the manda amar and perak ezum ukrimit that holds that the klal of dov halom behekish in chayzum lam behekish is not relevant in a case where the source of the limud is chulin and the source of our limud is from ma'ase dogon, which is chulin. Therefore, we would still say dov halom behekish is chayzum lam behekish. However, the Gemara is alamanda amar basum alamin azlinon may klamema, but according to the manda amar holds that if the subject of the item that we're trying to learn to is actually hegdish, then the klal would still be relevant. Even if the initial source was chulin, the klal that davar lama behekesh in chayzum lama behekesh would still apply. So what would be our makar that einos and tmura? And the Gemara answers that einos chanami, our makar is not based on a hekesh from ma'isa dagon to ma'isa behema, and then from ma'isa behema to tmura, and instead our limud is based on a hekesh directly from ma'isa behema to the din of tmura, as clearly the din of ma'isa behema does not pertain to a goy. And as the Gemara states, al ma'isa behema chayvish in kavu lazmanu, the chayvish in lazman kavu yisro ma'isu ayvich chavon lo ma'isu. And as we know that a goy could only bring a neder and a dava, and they can't bring any carbon that's a chayv, and certainly a goy is not in the pasha of ma'isa behema. Therefore, we only need one hekesh, as since we have a hekesh between ma'isa behema and tmura, and ma'isa behema is only relevant to Yisrael and not to a goy. Therefore, the din of tmura is only relevant to Yisrael and not to the carbon of a goy. And the Gemara just stated that a goy is not relevant to a carbon that's a chayv she'in kavu lezman. As Rashi states, lo yisrabu 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 lo yisrabu. In reality, they're not in the pasha of any chayv, and even if it's kavu lezman, goyin oil tzri of v'shalmin chagiga el leipsik le hoil mevin oil v'shalmin nedava. However, since b'degin oil and shlomim, it's leipsik le the goy can bring an oil and shalmin nedava. So therefore, the Gemara would rather say chayv she'in kavu lezman. Aber meise chatas v'ashom lo yishayich buklal ayin shom. The Gemara continues that the Brisa taught us ve'im mevin nesachim, that a goy cannot bring nesachim as a standalone nedava. Before we continue with the makar, let us read the pesukim in Pashas Shlach that discusses the nesachim that are brought with specific types of kabbanos. The pesukim tell us that when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael, v'asisim ish el Hashem oyloi zevach lefalin neda oy bin nedava oy b'meyadechem lasas reich nechilch Hashem in abakayim in atzayin. And the next pasuk states v'hikru v'makru kabbani l'Hashem minchas seilus yisarim bolu berviyas hahin shaman. And the next pasuk states that not only would they bring a mincha v'yayin l'nesach reviyas hahin tasal oyloi oyla zevach lekevus echad oyla ayil tasim mincha seilus shnei esreinim belula b'shem and shlish zahin v'yayin l'nesach shlish zahin takriv reich nechilch Hashem. And the pesukim continue to discuss the minchas nesachim that's brought together with the carbon. In Perek Tezba, pasuk Gedal to pasuk states kachri yeyasa l'shara echad oyla ayil echad oyla seba kvasim oyba izim. And pasuk Yud Beis continues kamispa shetasu kachri tasu le'echad kamisbaram. Finally, pasuk Yud Gimel states kol ezrach yasa kachas ila l'hakrav isha reich nechayich l'Hashem. And our Gemara begins the Tanur Rabbanon, and what is the makar that im mevi nesachim that a goy cannot bring nesachim? The Brisa teaches us ezrach, as the pasuk in Pasha Shlach stated kol ezrach yasa kacha, and we learn out ezrach mevi nesachim ve'ino yivikchavim mevi nesachim, and only bnei Yisrael can bring nesachim, but a goy cannot bring nesachim. As Rashi points out, and the Gemara on Daf Tzadik Alpha and Beis, the Gemara will learn from this pasuk milamishim misradu nesachim uvmevi v'nei atzman edava, that one could bring minchas nesachim even though he's not bringing a carbon. And the pasuk tells us that this didn't only apply to Yisrael and not to an akum. The Brisa continues yachal loytei olasatun nesachim, that one may now think that since a goy is not the pasha of bringing minchas nesachim as a nedava, so maybe when he brings a carbon, there would not be a requirement to bring a minchas nesachim. Tamalei mekacha. Therefore, when the Torah is speaking about those kabbonis that require nesachim, so the Torah states kachi asal l'shar echad el'ayla echad el'sebek pasim may beizim, and the Torah tells us that every one of these kabbonis require nesachim, and even the carbon of a goy. And as Rashi states, tamalei mekacha ye asal l'shar she'achas shechayvet tluy be carbon loishna yisrael loishna ayvik chavim hilkach. And therefore, Rashi states shalach to me nesucha, that if a guy sends a carbon and he also sends money in order to buy nesachim, and yukru mishloi, then we buy nesachim from his money, vimlab, but if he doesn't send money, makriv mishal tzibur, then we would actually bring the nesachim from the money of the tzibur. And as Rashi states, hishtanai bezdin hu b'mesach deshkalim, and keep in mind that certainly if a guy would actually send flour and wine, then we would not actually use that flour and wine, as we would be chayshish tez tamei. And keep in mind that Rashi Mesech Stura brings a tzad, although our Gemara tells us that there is a chiyuv to bring nesachim with the carbon of a goy, however certainly those nesachim do not come from the goy himself, and certainly we would not even accept his money, and the nesachim are specifically paid for by the tzibur. And according to the tzad, it's possible that when the Brisa stated ve'im avi nesachim, aval kabon and tar nesachim, so the actual pshat would be that a goy could never bring nesachim, and even if it's coming together with the carbon, however his carbon requires nesachim, and those nesachim would not be brought from the goy, even if he would send money, and those nesachim would come mishal tzibur. The Gemara continues that the Brisa stated Amar Rabbi Yosi Rei Ani Bekul Hachmer, and then the Brisa continued that although the Tana Kama stated that Kachi Ev Chavim Lo Nenav Lo Meilin, however B'Med B'Mamurim the Kachi Mizbeach Avu Kachi Bedek Habayis Meilmen, if a goy donated Kachi Bedek Habayis to the Beis Hamikdash, then the Issa Meila would even apply Midiraisa. The Gemara now explains my Taimo that was the Makar, and the Gemara explains Kasava Kigam Meila Chet Chet Mechuma Dumi the Chuma the Kadesh Kedush Sagov, that since the only way that we know that Meila doesn't apply to the carbon of a guy is based on Xer Shava from Chet Chet from Chuma, and therefore this Miut has to be similar to a case of Chuma, just like we know that Chuma it has Kedusha Sagov and it can't be redeemed and you can never remove that Kedusha. Therefore the only time this din applies is only by the Geir Hegdish that has a similar din, that is only by Kachim Mizbeach. That's why the Brisa taught us Ava Kedushas Beta Gabayis Kedushas Damim Loi, and therefore this Lima doesn't apply by the Geir Kedushas Beta Gabayis, and therefore the Issim Ilum Midiraisa applies by the Geir Kedushas Beta Gabayis, even according to the Tanakam of our Mishnah and the Tanakam of the Brisa. Before we continue, let us remember that the Pasuk in Parshas Tzava teaches us regarding the Tzitz V'hoy Al Mitzach Aaron V'nosa Aaron Es Avina Kodeshim Asher Kedush B'nei Yisrael L'chol Matnes Kocheyem V'hoy Al Mitzach Yitam L'rotzim L'hem L'fnei Hashem Midiraisa, even if a Kohen is Zerik Dam Tomei on Mizbeach B'mezid, and the Tzitz of the Kohen would be Meratzah, and the carbon would still be valid and the person would receive a Kapara, and even the Basa could be eaten. However, in a moment we will see in a Braisa that at least Midrabbanon this is not actually the case, and the Gemara starts Tarabbanon Dam Shenitma V'zorka B'shege Kotzah. If a Kohen took Dam Tomei and did Zrika with it on Mizbeach, then if he did so B'shegeg, then the carbon would be valid and he could even eat the Basa of the carbon. And we continue on Daf Memheim Beis. However, Mezid Loi Hutzer, and as Rashi states, Knosad Rabbanu, however, Rashi points out, but certainly the person would not have to bring another carbon. Certainly this carbon was valid Midraisa, and certainly Bezin can't be Oikadar Minatera, and as Rashi states, Im Kain, Nimsu Bezin Masan Lakadar Minatera, Ulahavi Chulun Lazara, and Loi Hutzel Hate Basa Bachila, Ava Bailun Niskapru, as the Gemara discusses in Mesech Tzivames, and our Gemara continues that even though we just stated, Bemezid Loi Hutzer, however, Bemed Ramurum, Beyachid, Al Betsiva, Bein B'Shegu, Bein B'Mezid Hurtzah, that this din was only stated by a Yachid, and we only knas a Yachid. However, if this would occur by a Karman Tzibur, then even if Dam Tami was thrown on a Mizbech, B'Mezid, then it would still be Hurtzah, and they would even be able to eat the basa of that carbon. However, Zokter Breisa, Ovevich Chavim, Bein B'Shegu, Bein B'Mezid Loi Hurtzah, but B'Degei Ovevich Chavim, and even if this Rikas Dam Tami was done B'Shegeg, then the carbon would not be valid at all, and even Midraisa. And the Gemara continues that has this have Shaychas to our Mishnah, as a Mura Rabban, Kamid Rabbapa, as Rabbanan said over this Brisa in front of Rabbapa, and they had a Shaila command, that who is this Brisa going like? And they thought to say, the like Rabbesi, that this Brisa must not be going like the Shita Rabbesi, as the Rabbesi Ha'oma, Bekulani Roy Lahachmer, as Rabbesi said, that the carbon of a Goy has all dinim of a carbon of Yisrael, and if so, the Tzitz should be Meratza, and at least if the Zrikas Adam was done B'Shegeg, then the entire carbon should be valid, and you should even be able to eat the Basar, and even if it was done B'Mezid, the carbon should be valid, and the only knas should be that we would not be able to eat the carbon. However, the Gemara tells us, Amalu Rapapa, the Rapapa told them, Afil Tim Rabbesi, that really we could say that this Brisa is going like the Shita Rabbesi, but Shani Hasim, the Amar Kra, Lohem, Lohem Vlegli Chavim, that since B'negei the Tzitz, the Pasuk states, V'hoyal Mitzvah Tamid L'Ratzin Lohem L'Fnei Hashem, so the Torah is telling us that the Tzitz is only Meratza for Yisrael, and it's not Meratza for a Goy, and although generally the carbon of a Goy has the same dinam of his carbon of Yisrael, but over here the Pasuk specifically is Memayit, that the tzitz is not meratza for a carbon of a guy. However, the Gemara is bothered. Amalei Rav Huna Brida Rav Nosson Rav Papa, Rav Huna Brida Rav Nosson is the following question, Rav Papa, El Me'ato, that if you're telling me that the Pasuk states Lehem, then we could dash in Lehem V'leiv Chavim, L'maisa the Pasuk B'negei Tumas HaGov states, Da'abel Aaron Vel Bono V'yinoz M'kotch B'nei Yisoh V'lei Chal V'shein Kotchi Yashahim Makdishim L'yani Hashem, since the Torah used Lashon Heim, so Hachin Nami Heim V'leiv Chavim, would you say that we would also dash in that the Chiyah for Tumas HaGov only applies to Klal Yisoh and not to Ibn Chavim? And as Rashi points out, that this can't be, as Ba'ka'omar, as Rabbi Yisi already taught us, Be'kulani Re'il HaHachmir, that I'm Chilik on the Tanakama, but gave all these dinim, and certainly if Yisrael that has Tumas HaGov ate the carbon of a goy, then the Chiyah of Karis would apply. And because of this question, the Gemara states, Elam Rav Ashi, therefore Rav Ashi explains, Amar Kra, that Pasuk B'negei that sits, doesn't only state the Lashon Lehem, but it states L'Ratzon Lehem. That's why, specifically B'negei that sits, we learn, Avdicham La B'nei Atzonenu, as the only time that the tzitz would be ratza is only for Klal Yisrael, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu desires their karbonos. However, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't desire the karbon of Chavim, therefore the tzitz would not be ratza. However, just from the word Heim or from the word Lehem, that alone would not suffice in order to exclude the karbon of a goy. We continue with the new Mishnah, that the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis Amud Beis stated ve'ilu dvarim she'in chayav alehem shum pigol, that these are the items that even if one eats it and the karbon was already puzzled based on the machshav v'chutzos manoi, that the person that ate it would not be chayav kares, and the only time that there's a chayav kares for eating pigol is only by those things jadvarim she'yesh lematirin bein la'adam bein lemizbeach, and these things are dvarim she'in lematirin, or they themselves are the matter. And the Mishnah brought a list hakrimitz v'alavoyin v'akperis minchas koyinim minchas koyin mashiach v'adam, etc. Our Mishnah teaches us dvarim she'in chayav lem mishum pigol, that even those items where the person that eat them would not be chayav kares because of pigol chayav lem mishum noisu mishum tamei, but even so, if someone eats of these items after the carbon became nicer, or if the person himself is tummy, then if they did so b'mezid, they'd be chayiv kares, and if they did so b'shoigeg, but again, nicer, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon chatos, and by tumas haguf, they'd be chayiv to bring a carbon eil v'yareid. However, the Mishnah tells us, chutz min adam, however, this does not apply b'negei adam, and as Rashi tells us, the mayit behedya could omer b'gemara, that there will be a specific miyat b'negei adam, as we will see in our Gemara. And the Mishnah continues, Rav Shimon mechayiv b'dovah shedakin lechol, that Rav Shimon argues in the Tanakama, although the Tanakama stated that as long as someone eats any item that became nisa, or if a person was tummy and eats any item, then you'd be chayiv kares. However, Rav Shimon says that the only time that one would be chayiv kares is only if he eats something that is normal to eat, if it wouldn't be kachim. And for example, if he ate the flour of the kmitza. However, Rav Shimon continues, Aval eitzim v'alavayin v'akteris in chayovan le'mishnum tumah, that if someone was tummy and they ate wood, or they ate levayin or kateris, then they would not be chayiv kares. And this din of Rav Shimon is not only relevant to tumah, but the same din would apply to nisar. And as we will see, that we will learn the din of nisar from the din of tumah. And ayin Rashi b'davi shadakri lechol shaderech bnei adam lechol v'afu pishe zedem enaktarim kagoyin koymitzu minchas koyinu v'deim lo av levayinu v'itzi victorious in chayav la mishum tumah v'rabbanu pligi alau and rabbanu achil kram shimin yidim rabbin alhu meva basu yisera l'rabbis itzin levayinu, as we will see in the Gemara. And we will go with Rav Shimon mechayiv. However, ayin Rashi that brings a girsa that numi Rav Shimon b'davi shadakri lechol chayiv, that Rav Shimon stated that v'davi shadakri lechol one would be chayiv kares. Rashi states v'kach shemati min beis medrash shu rabbeinu yachkei menachas kvedi shekach pish rabbi shulam rab klein miz goin b'shas b'sosay num rab shimon kamay om rab shimon ayin shom. Our Gemara will now begin and bring a makar for the din of Tanakam and Amishnah, as b'pashas we should say, and since we already saw that there's a gzeir shava that compares the din of tuma and nisar and pigol, so once we already learned that b'negei a pigol, the only time there's a chiyuv kares is only by davish sheyesh lematirin, so l'chay we should extend this din to Noisa and Tame, and the Gemara will initially bring a brisa to show us that b'negei tumah this is not the din. And as the Mishnah stated, that b'negei tumah one will be chayav kares even if he ate something that is a davish she'in lematirin. Therefore, our Gemara begins. Tanan Rabbana, we learned the brisa yachal loyu chayav mishum tumah al davish sheyesh lematirin bein adam bein mizbeach. Then maybe we should say that the din of tumah is similar to the din of pigol, and the chayav of kares only applies by davish sheyesh lematirin bein adam bein mizbeach. As v'dinhu, as not only do we have a gzeira shava, but we also have a kal v'chomer. As uma pigol shehu b'kaviyah u'b'yadiya achas v'loy hutu b'chlaloy in chayav n'lov el al dovish yesh lamatirin bein l'odom bein l'mizbeach, that maduch b'negei a pigol, which is more chomer than the din of tumah, is number one, if someone eats pigol b'shoyeg, then he has to bring a chatz kavua. And number two, even if at the point that a person ate from pigol, he didn't have a yadiya at all that this carbon was ever pigol, and then he finds out that it's pigol, he'd still have to bring a carbon chatas. And number three, we never find that there's any heter to eat pigol, mashe inkin b'negei tumo, as we will see in a moment. Even so, the Torah teaches us a kula that the only time that one will be chayav kares for eating pigol is only by a davish yishal matirin bein la'adam bein la'mazbeach, and therefore certainly tumo shehu ba'ilu v'yayiru v'shtei yediyas v'hutra mechlala, so ein u'din she'ein chayav el al davish yishal matirin bein la'adam bein la'mazbeach, therefore certainly b'negei tumo sagof, which is bo'kal, as number one, you don't bring a chatas kabua, and instead you bring a korban ilu v'yayir, and as Rashi brings down, la'osha behema u'v'dalish shtei term, u'v'dalish atziris eifa, gabishmiyas kol b'vayikra, which we find in Parakei in Vayikra. And number two, the only way that one would be chayav to bring a korban ilu v'yayir when they were either on tumas hagof and they ate kachim b'shegeg is only if initially they knew that they were tamei and they knew that this item was kachim, and then they had alama, and only afterwards did they remember that they were actually tamei when they ate kachim, and therefore they bring a korban ilu v'yayir. However, if someone never knew that they were tamei and they ate kachim, and then they realized that they were tamei, then they would not be chayav to bring a korban ilu v'yayir. And number three, we know that tumas hutra b'tzibar, and for example, if Reva the Tzibar was tamei, they're allowed to bring a korban pesach, and even someone that's tamei is allowed to eat the korban pesach. And since we find dinam b'negei tumas hagof, which is more kal than dinam apigol, then certainly the chiyuv kares should only apply by davish yesh lamatirim bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. However, the Braisa explains Talmud Leimar that the pasuk in Pashas Emor states Dabel Aaron vel Bana v'yinazu mikotchi bnei Yisrael v'lo yichalu Hashem kotchi Hashem makdishim liyanei Hashem. The words Hashem makdishim li are extra, and therefore we learn that the chiyuv kares b'negei tumas hagof and the chiyuv malchus for someone that eats kachim while kachim is tamei is even if it's not a davish yesh lamatirim bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. As Rashi states, Riba kolam kedoshim v'gav v'yinazu k'siv, and this is stated b'negei the pasuk that tells us that they have to separate themselves and then now eat kachim while they're tamei. And Ayin Tesis Masech Shavuos on Daf Vav and Aleph, where he's gurus the next pasuk, as the pasuk states, Ema leim l'deir yisechem kol isha sheyikra mikol zarecha mel hakadoshim hashey ekdishu b'nei Yisrael Hashem v'tumasei lo v'nichusa nefesh ahim ufonai ni Hashem. And this pasuk is specifically talking about the chiyuv of kares ayin sham. The Brice continues and asks Yachum Yad that since the pasuk states hashehim makdishim li, it's mashmar that the chiyuv of kares would apply to any item that's hegdish, and that chiyuv would apply immediately after someone made something hegdish. And we know that if it's a davish yesh lamatirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, then someone is only going to be chayav kares once it was hook of hamatirin. If the item that he eats is a davish ein lamatirin, and for example the kmitz of a mincha, then the only time that he'd be chayav is only once it was already placed into a klei shareis. And the Braisa explains Talmud Leimer, so the pasuk in Pashas Emor states Ema leim l'deir yisechem kol isha sheyukra mikol zarecha mel hakadoshim hashey ekdishu bnei Yisrael Hashem v'tumaser lov. And since the Torah uses the term yikrav, so we see that the only time that one is going to be chayav kares is only if he actually does something while he's tamei and after the item was already yikrav. And the Gemara now continues to explain this drasha as Amar Belezer v'chiyesh negeishu chayiv, is this someone that only goes and touches kachim that will be chayav kares? And certainly that can't be pshat in the pasuk, as the pasuk in Amar clearly states ish ish mizera aron v'utzurua izav v'kadoshim lo yoichal adashi yitar. Therefore, Belezer explains elamat hamalim yikrav v'huchshali kar v'kasu b'daber, that the only time that one is going to be chayav kares or eating kachim while he is tamei is only if the item was already huchshali karev alketzad, and as we explained yesh lematir mishikru matirav and in lematir mishikadosh b'kli, and as Rashi explains b'huchshali karev v'kadoshim koi v'hori kamash yakrev kadoshim v'akim yechlam v'tum olav v'mefar shachila b'krod basrei. And Rashi continues yesh lematir k'goyin emurin v'basa shadam matirin v'shiyari menachis shakrimitz matirin mishikru matirav. Rashi gives examples of in lematirin k'goyin michas koinim v'koyim mishiach v'nesachim, and the chiyuv of course would only apply mishikachi b'kli shehu machshirin l'achila arbur behen, that that's machshirit for their achila, mean that even though it's achilus mizbeach, that is their particular achila. The Gemara now continues eshchan tumah, that we just found in Makar that the chiyuv of kares for someone that eats kachim mitumas hagof applies even to those things that are not davish yesh lamatirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. However, the Gemara is still bothered noisir minolan, that how do we know that the same applies b'negei noisir, and why are we comparing the din of noisir to the din of tumah? Maybe the din of noisir should be compared to the din of pigol, and the only time that one would be chayiv kares is only on those items that are davish yesh lamatirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach. The Gemara explains asi chilu chul mitumah, that l'maisa we had a gzeirah shava between noisir and tumah, and since the chiyuv of kares b'negei tumah applies even by those items that aren't a davish yesh lamatirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach, and therefore the same would apply to noisir. But the Gemara asks v'leil of oven mipigol, that l'maisa we also saw gzeirah shava between noisir and pigol, and why don't we learn from pigol that the only time that the chiyuv kares would apply by noisir is only by davish yesh lamatirin bein la'adam bein la'mizbeach? The Braisa explains mistavra mitumah havalei lemeilav shekin gezel simin. That's more mistavra that we should learn the din of noisa from the din of tumah, as they share three similarities. And as Rashi explains, shekin gezel simin. Number one, both noisa and tumah are psul aguf. Masha'in kein pigel, which is a psul machshava. Number two, the zayin refers to the din of ein zrikas adam if yaslan de psulon, as noisa and tumah that psul has nothing to do with zrikas adam. Masha'in kein pigel that zrikas adam kivaser bepsul. Number three, the lamed stands for chilol as benegay noisa and tumah. The pasuk states the word chilol, and the word chilol is not stated benegay pigel. Therefore, we should compare noisa to tumah. However, the gemara challenges that as adre abam and pigel habla lemeilev, that really we should learn noisa and pigel should gain hutto tzitz tar bizman kariv behan nefishon. That we find many more things when noisa is actually compared to the din of pigel, and therefore we should learn the din of noisa from the din of pigel. Rashi explains all five similarities between noisa and pigel, and as Rashi states, noisa pigel lehutu mechlolon ketumah. Number two, veinat tzitz meratzel layo ketumah. Number three, both pigel and noisa are tar ashein kein batumah. And number four, shneim nusolim bizman. Both noisa and pigel have shayches to a psul's man, as zeb noisa chutzul's man, as noisa is relevant when someone leaves something over further than its proper time. Vezeb machshavas man, and pigel's relevant to someone that had a machshava that he will eat something. Do an achilus mizbeach chutzul's manai. And five, shneim psulim mekarev, that both noisa and pigel are a psul in the actual carbon and not in the person. Lafuki tum sagov she psulim b'makrev, while tum sagov is a psul in the one that's bringing the carbon has no shayches to the actual carbon itself. One of the similarities between noisa and pigel was that the tzitz is not miratza, mashenki b'negei tumah, and Rashi is bothered that our Gemara is talking about tumas aguf. We know that the tzitz is not miratza on tumas aguf, and therefore how could this be counted as one of the similarities between noisa and pigel if tumas aguf also shares this characteristic? And Rashi explains shem tumah mias nirtzes b'tzitz, the lemaisa we find the concept that the tzitz miratza b'negei tumah, even though it's not shayach to tumas aguf. And also keep in mind that originally when we said that there's a similarity between noisa and tumah, Rashi explained the lamed of gezel that's referring to chilol, and both benegay noisa and benegay tumah, the pasuk uses lashon chilol, and the Baal Tesis is bothered that if this is considered a comparison between noisa and tumah, then l'chayr when we just brought a comparison between noisa and pigol, we should have brought a sixth similarity, as we find the word avoin both by pigol and noisa, and we don't find that word by tumah, and therefore Tesis explains upirish rach amad de gezel haynu kuloi, that the lamed of gezel stands for kuloi, as pigol shaykh b'chol carbon, avol noisa v'tumah shaykh b'chaticha achas ayin sham. The Gemara now continues elam minatani levi that in the chenami the makar that the chiv of kares by noisa applies even by those items that are not davar sheyesh lamaterim bein la'adam bein lamizbeach, that is based on a brisa that was taught by levi. The tani levi minayin she'af b'psul zman akos b'daber. How do we know that the pasuk of ayin nazru that we find in Pashas Emor is not only discussing the din of tumah but it's also referring to the din of noisa? When leimus to the pasuk stated dabel aron ve'albanav ve'ayin nazru mikotch b'yisrael v'lo yichalu hashem kotchi hashem makdishim liyanei hashem, instead of saying v'lo yichalu with two lamids, the pasuk could have written v'lo yachilu. We continue and daf mem vav min aleph, and therefore we learn out b'shnei chilu l'akos medaber echa psul noisa v'echa psul tumah. And even though the pashas of this pasuk is speaking about the psul of tumah, however we extend it to speak about the psul of noisa as well. And since this pasuk states hashem makdishim li, and we previously learned from these words that one is chayiv kares even on those items that are not a davar sheyesh lamaterim bein la'adam bein lamizbeach, and therefore we see clearly that this limud applies not only to tumas aguf but also applies to someone that eats neisar, and the chiyuv of kares would apply even on those items that are not davar sheyesh lamaterim bein la'adam bein lamizbeach. Ayin Rashi, that how do we know that this word chilol applies to neisar? And zok Rashi the ashken bechilol, as since b'negi neis itself we find the lashon chilol the chsiv kes kodesh hashem chilol batavayu koy hashem makdishim the rabbinu mene kol mukdashin. Ayin tap tesis who's bothered tamely le'el gabi kachel chavim asin neis chilol chil mituma b'negi the kabbonis of avi chavim. We had to learn based on gzeir shava from the words chilol chilol that states by neis and tuma, and tesis bothered halay chilol bituma nami b'neis ayri. Now l'chayu we just stated that the word chilol that states b'negi tuma is actually referring to neis as well, and therefore why we have to come on to gzeir shava ayin sham, and we will stop over here.